We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTellier, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. 7 o'clock tonight, we'll throw it to the Will Wade Show. Bobby, let's see if we got Boo Schicksnyder on the line with us. Boo, a longtime track coach, strength and conditioning. And Boo, you're on the line with us.
Yes, I am, sir.
Boo, thanks so much for joining us tonight, man. We really appreciate it. Boo, I thought about you. I heard Coach O last week talk about, man, you know, at LSU, we're going to start doing, we got to look at track athletes. And that transition from a guy, a sprinter who's playing some football, and there's that little correlation there between a weightlifting guy in high school, which now a lot of the high schools have in different parts of the country, and the sprint guys. You've coached both. You've been involved with both. The correlation with that comment of the track athlete that can play football, because there are a lot of track athletes who can run. You put that helmet and the pad on, they're not the same guy. And some vice versa. That's a guy that really can't run for the clock. And then all of a sudden you put him on a football field, he can outrun everybody.
No, there's no question, Mike. You know, it's no question. There is no track and field drill that will make you catch the ball over the middle. You know, I
yeah,
understand
right.
that perfectly. But the two sports are so compatible. You know, first of all, speed kills on the football field. Track guys are naturally fast. And the two sports help themselves out a lot. You know, a lot of times you have track guys who really do have football skill and vice versa. But first of all, the seasons don't overlap. Second of all, you have kind of a strength approach in football, which meshes really well with the speed approach in track. So if you take a college athlete and you put them in both sports, they get a really well-rounded program. You know, the old-timers used to say all the time, you're far better off playing a sport than practicing for a sport. So the fact that these athletes are in competition mode for a longer part of their year is really advantageous as far as keeping their intensities up and honing those levels of fitness. You know, just to give you an instance, one of the kids that I've been working with this year, he came to me as a Mikey Matuk, you know, the baseball
right.
player. And he wanted to get a little quicker and take a more of a speed-based kind of approach to his training. But what's interesting, Mikey is a great athlete and he's in great shape. And Mikey came out the very first day and I had him do some sprints. We sprinted some 10s and 20s and 30s. We did nothing past 30 yards. We only did about 10 of them. And the poor guy, he was in great shape, but he could barely walk the next day. It's that track and field brings a different level of intensity, I guess you could possibly say. And it's a great way to kind of complement the strength side of things that's in football. In fact, when I'm working with high-level athletes, when I'm working with them in the weight room, and I feel that the weight room kind of plateaus or levels off or we're not making progress. In fact, I typically use speed types of things to kind of get things moving again.
Well, and, you know, when you look at, like, a track athlete, because you never know, you can run like a deer, but what is your physicality? And then it could be that I can't catch a cold. But the one thing that if you can run and you are in shape, you can bat down passes. So a lot of times you see great athletes, Mike, and I want y'all to comment on this, because you can have a great athlete who can have the skill set and they have the right hips, you know, their hips to be able to turn at a high level, maybe not be able to catch anything, but they can end
play
up
on the defensive
being
side.
A defender. Now, the one thing, I don't know how aggressive they'll be when it comes to tackling, but, you know, you want it to be a good tackler. That has to be instinctive, I think, at times to actually be aggressive. But there's always going to be room for a player who can run and stay with an opponent who also can run and be right there with him. and be able to bat down passes. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah. Coach, boom, yeah. One of the things with that is, like a big defensive lineman, today you don't see it taught a lot. Throw your hands up in the air.
Like you pass know, defender.
As a pass defender, throw your hands up in the air. Now, years ago that was taught. I don't see that nearly as much. You get a track athlete who can jump up in the air, man, you got a weapon there that got to bat that ball right back into the face of a quarterback.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, when I was with LSU track in my first tenure, we had Ricky Jean Francois, who was an outstanding defensive lineman who was a shot putter, and the shot put drills and everything really helped him improve his footwork and his explosiveness and that type of stuff as well. And he was a shot putter all the way through high school and all the way through college. Now, Ricky was a tough guy, no question about it. But track's like any other sport. We have soft guys and we have tough guys. But I learned one thing in coaching in Division I is that you have to recruit the talent. And sometimes, you know, you recruit someone who's super talented and maybe the toughness or whatever's not there. Well, sometimes that's part of the developmental process. You know, sometimes it's not about teaching them the plays. Sometimes it's about teaching them the toughness, you know. So I think that people can develop that to some extent. And there's no question, you know, there are cowards who won't go over the middle, but you'll find them in football too. So, I don't want to blanket a particular sport or whatever, but, you know, there are football guys who can't run track and track guys who can't play football, and there are guys, thankfully, that can do both, you know.
Boone, the explosiveness, though, that you learn in track, I think that is the great connection to football. That ability to get off that, just like get off the line of scrimmage, that initial burst, that speed, that's something you teach in track that correlates to football. And I think that's part of what Coach O's got in the back of his mind, too.
When you look at that, the edge rushers.
Wide receiver getting off the line of scrimmage or a tight end.
Avoiding that jam.
All of that, I think, plays into football very much.
No, you're very right. And track and field is the world's oldest sport. And it's been the sport that's been performance-based for a long time. So a lot of sports, including football, when they're trying to up their game as far as, like, training techniques for explosiveness and training techniques for that first quick step, a lot of times they go to track and field. You know, right now in bobsled, that's basically what bobsled's doing. They used to put people in bobsleds that had no athletic ability. Now, almost all the track and field athletes that are good, when they retire, they go over and try to win medals in Olympic bobsledding because of that same explosiveness.
Herschel did it. Mm-hmm. Herschel Walker did it.
Yeah,
in the bobsled.
Yeah, and Lolo Jones almost did it. Yeah,
right.
She. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, you're right. It's kind of a thing, a niche that we have as far as expertise of development, and a lot of sports come to us for that expertise.
Boo, one of the things, I got to bring it up, from Vachery, man, you get to see a magical season at St. James. Win a state championship there. Coach Valdez did a wonderful job. And a lot, tremendous assistant coaches, but a lot of talented guys on that Wildcat football team to win that state championship.
Mike, I am so happy to hear you bring that up. We were so proud of our kids. I mean, Coach Valdez did such a phenomenal job with our kids. I mean, what he's done with our program, not the team, but the program here in Vachery and St. James is just absolutely phenomenal. We're blessed to have him. We have good kids, you know, in our community, and he just rounded them up and built them into something really special. And it was really fun to see. And good gosh, to have St. James win state and LSU win nationals in the same year, for me, that was like football heaven. If the Saints had won, I might have just had to go straight to the grave before it got
man,
bad.
You'd have hit the trifecta there.
Yeah, I know.
Boom, man, listen, we'd have a lot more questions, but we run out of time. Man, we'd love to have you back on in the near future. And a lot of interesting correlations. And I know you've trained both track and football players. So thank you a lot tonight coming on, giving us some expertise.
The bottom line, speed kills.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can't teach it, right, Boo? You can't teach a slow guy to be fast.
You can make a slow guy faster and a fast guy faster, but you can't make a slow guy fast.
That's it. Thank All you, right. Boo. Appreciate it, buddy.
Right. Take care. Anytime, fellas. Bye.
Thank you a lot. Boo Schick-Snyder, strength and conditioning coach, track coach at LSU. We'll be back with more Second Guess after this break on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.